It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon.
This is Ian Happ.
Hi, this is Porter Hodge.
Hi, this is Justin Still.
This is Ethan Roberts.
Hi, this is Jameson Tyone.
Thank you for supporting Cubs for a Cure.
Join the Parkins and Spiegel Show as we try to raise $1 million for cancer research.
In honor of Lynn Bramer and a number of other friends of ours that we've lost, we decided to go after the cure.
Danny lost his brother Brad to brain cancer. Certainly, we miss Brad.
Hey, dear friends, it's Brad here. I love all of you. Thank you for respecting the journey. Peace and love.
We'll be joined by some of your favorite athletes and celebrities, along with many healthcare professionals and patients who'll share their stories of fighting this relentless disease, with 100% of the proceeds benefiting cancer research. Tune in for your chance to win exclusive team memorabilia and unique game day experiences.
A 24-hour radiothon is pretty cool
to bring awareness to this terrible disease.
It's a beautiful thing. Pleased to be a part of it for sure.
To donate now, text CURE24 to 41444. That's CURE24 to 41444. Or donate online by visiting CubsForACure.com.
Goodness gracious, we are 4 hours down, 20 hours to go on the first ever Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. We are trying to make this the largest philanthropic event in SCORE history. We need to move some big ticket items in order to be on pace for that, I'm not even going to lie. But $5 helps, $100 helps, $1,000, $10,000, $20,000, it's all for cancer research, brain up, stand up to cancer. We're almost to six figures here. We're at 93,000 and change. You could text CURE24 to 41444. So many incredible stories already. Ryan Sandberg announcing publicly for the first time that he's cancer-free. Going to be tough to top that. But then there's just this from a SCORE listener. Someone by the name of Guy DeRosa, he donated for a broadcast booth visit in honor of his wife who just passed away. Oof. And he'll be bringing his 17-year-old daughter with him to meet Pat and Ron. What's up, Speaks?
This is emotionally power-packed. My goodness. Let me say, though, in regards to the big-ticket items, and hi, Danny.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Shane. Hi, Tanny.
How are we doing?
It's quite a whirlwind of emotions and psychology over the past few days.
Yeah, real quick. Am I compliant here? I got a Cubs shirt that's really awesome, but I'm wearing the Liam Hendricks shirt, the closeout cancer. Am I okay? I want to be a team player here.
That is so
this bad form?
That
you
is
know?
So
but I do
you.
Have to stand out. I have to be
dude,
different.
You're tanny. You're tanny.
But that's so him. Remember when we all threw out the first pitch at Wrigley? Not just Danny. We all threw out the first pitch that day, and Tanny wore like, you wore like an Ed Farmer cap, right? Subversively getting the White Sox onto the field. Here you are wearing a Liam Hendricks cancer shirt.
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
It is absolutely perfect.
Exquisite. Let me say, in regards to the big ticket items, the afternoon is where the big dogs eat. Is
there
what
we
I'm
go.
Saying.
All right. I trust the mob to put this together and let's figure it out.
Hey man, like the people that have risen up, you know, who have been sponsors, maybe are sponsors, friends of yours, friends of mine, I'm thinking of the window world. I'm thinking of the electronics world. I'm thinking of the mortgage world. And I'm thinking of all those other folks who have the means and have loved what you have done on the air, what I have done on the air, what we've done together with Shane and Tanny. This is your time to rise up and really help us complete, which is what is the final, you know, act of our boy and of this show. For the next 4 hours, let's rise up and meet the big ticket items in this time slot right now.
Let's do it. So I'm just going to rattle some of them off. And
please,
again,
I'm curious.
It's 100% goes to cancer research. Brain Up, a terrific brain cancer organization of which I'm on the board of directors. We raise money and fund clinical trials to advance the science of brain cancer. And you're like, well, I haven't been impacted by brain cancer.
dementia, Parkinson's, any neurological disease. We fund basic science of studying the brain to help with all neurological disorders. So that is where your money is going, to fund science, but also stand up to cancer. They fund it all. I mean, they're one of the largest cancer they're one of the largest charities in the world. So your money's going to cancer research. Here's what you got. And for the big ticket items, you got to call so that someone on the other end of the phone will tell you that you got the number, that you got the item. 773-388-8270. 15 person suite, so the whole suite is yours. 15 grand. Food, booze, dessert cart.
Think about that. That's an incredible experience. Food, booze, dessert cart, and all those friends, and it's all going to cancer research. Amazing.
Then this is two tickets in the Blackhawks suite as donated by David Hochberg for the game on it's Sunday. I have it written in my notes here. Sunday, November 10th, and Shane and Tanny will be there. Shane and Tanny will be there.
That's amazing.
I'm just finding out right now. I heard you guys mention it earlier, but I thought it was Cubs. But to know that it's Blackhawks.
Yeah, it's the Hawk suite.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
It's the Hochberg suite. Shane and Tanny will be there.
Tanny is the honorary Jay Zawoski at this radio station.
So that should fly. I mean, that's $2,000, food, booze, beverage, Hawks game, Shane and Tanny in attendance, 773-388-8270.
Hang out with those guys.
773-388-8270. We have meet and greets. This is on the field before the game. This is four tickets to a game. And this is a picture and an autographed item. Your choice, depending on the order to which you call. Ian Happ, Michael Bush, Shota Imanaga, Justin Steele, Pete Crow Armstrong, and our guy Nico Horner. I will be personally offended if the Nico Horner one does not go during this show.
The way that we have allowed Nico to get to know our mob and our listeners, and the way that our listeners have been fortunate to get to know Nico through his incredible weekly performances. Hell yeah.
Those are $3,000 a pop, 773-388-8270. But you go to again.
Those are tickets, though. Tickets and on field and
tickets,
whole schmear.
On field, the autograph, the picture, the meet and greet, the whole thing. So these items should move. 15-person suite. We've got a 10-person suite. We've got the Blackhawks suite. We've got the meet and greets. And we still have the first pitch. And we still have the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance pass for the year. So first pitch, 10 grand. You can't buy that. So this is a tax-deductible donation to charity.
And you get
for
to throw
cancer
out
research.
The first pitch. And they get to do it better than you. And that will live.
If
I'll
that's
tweet
possible.
It. I will tweet it. I will tweet that video of whoever wins this. I'm throwing that in. I will tweet that video and I'll do side by side comparing your form and the winner's form on that first pitch.
Yeah. Hey, and maybe we can reach a mutually agreeable day and you can go out there and be the umpire for it.
I would be happy to do that. I would be happy to do that. Clark misses me standing behind him as the umpire.
I would offer it up. But I'm moving.
Well, so first text says,
wait, what?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I thought yesterday was just a performance art piece.
Yeah, I thought we were done with this whole thing, the four of us.
Seriously, this is stupid. Why are we all here again?
You're back.
Because it's for a higher purpose than just ourselves,
Shane. This is the Cubs for a Cure Radio.
That's why. It's above us.
But I got a lot of great rejoins I left on the table from yesterday. Logan Maddox never saw the light of day yesterday.
Yeah, we got another Parkins versus Spiegel in the can, right?
Oh, my
or
God.
Or half in the can.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's going to take a big donation to get us to air that during this radiothon right now. That would be big.
Well, maybe we should. Danny, is it done? Is it cut up? It's interesting.
Yeah, both parties submitted.
Right.
Yeah.
Five grand. Five grand donation.
Five grand donation.
We will play Parkins versus Spiegel versus Spiegel one last time.
I like that. That can be online too. So that's text CURE24 to 41444. And if you come in with a $5,000 donation right now, we know that you want to hear our kids talk sports one last time on the radio. I gotta say, Owens was pretty adorable.
Rubens was adorable. Come on, Evan!
So that's all out there. And I need to say, I'm burying the lead here.
Okay.
You know, you go to a casino and you leave with less money? You know, that never happened to any of you guys before?
No.
Yeah. He was a great overnight host, by the way.
Well, yeah.
Loved his
work.
Well,
this hour, have some of the casino money go to a good cause. Derek Stevens and our friends at Circa have put up 10 grand. So $10,000 from our good friends at Circa. $5 becomes 10, 20 becomes 40.
That's a match.
It's a match, yes. So we have to raise $10,000 this hour. We raise $8,700, he cuts a check for $8,700.
Mm-hmm.
We raise $5,600, he cuts a check for $5,600.
Okay.
We absolutely, at minimum, have to raise $10,000 this hour so that Derek Stevens has to cut a check for $10,000.
Listeners, make Derek fork over that entire $10,000 or else he'll get another suit. And you don't know what that's going to look like.
Yes.
You don't know how that's going to go for you.
Text CURE24 to 41444, CubsForACure.com, CubsForACure.com, the big ticket items. Tell your friend, get your fantasy league involved, walk down, tell your boss, text the person of means in your life, to get the company involved. Come on now.
That's true.
773-388-8270. But my friend, I mean, I want to ask everybody this because these hours kind of get crazy and we've got all sorts of things that are planned and unexpected things that are going to happen as well.
Yes, sir.
Who would you be standing for Saturday at Wrigley? How has cancer impacted your life?
I will stand for my mother, Regina Isabel Rubin Spiegel. And yes, Rubin, R-U-B-I-N, is her maiden name, and her namesake is my boy. And I stand for her because of the way she lived. Endlessly active and curious, a music educator, an aspiring opera singer, active as a singer in community theater, a choir director at our synagogue, eventually a cantor at a Reformed synagogue. She was often gigging, man. She would drag me along to rehearsals and to, you know, other events. I remember putting on a suit and going with her as she sang at a wedding, you know, for loved ones. And just her passion and her curiosity. Danny, my mother wanted to be a doctor at the beginning of her life, and there was no way that medical school was going to happen. In her 50s, as a music teacher and a mother of five, with me in junior high as the last of five, she trained and became an emergency medical technician because she still had the bug for medicine. And one night a week and one weekend a month, she was on call and went out with the ambulance as an emergency medical technician just because she wanted to her whole life and wanted to help. That's her spirit. That's the way she lived and learned and partook. And the way that she lived is the way that she fought her cancer battle. When she got pancreatic cancer and it had been noticed initially because her legs wouldn't stop itching and they thought it was phlebitis. And then she went to the doctor, went through a range of tests and got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. The way that she lived inspires me to this day, the way that she fought. And it was 6 months between diagnosis and death. It was brutal. But I remember one moment when she was ill and I went back and forth because she was in New Jersey. I went back and forth a couple of times. And one day I was with her and my father, and my dad likes still to drive around and take us to spots of note. And he took us to Grover's Mills, New Jersey, which was the site of the fake Martian landing from Orson Welles' War of the Worlds radio broadcast, right? And radio nerds out there will know. And it's where Orson Welles shocked the world with a fake Martian landing. So me and my mom and my dad were there, and my dad drove us around, and we got out and walked up to this little plaque that commemorated the spot. And my mom is there with her oxygen tank and a cart that she had to take around with her oxygen tank as she was battling cancer. And she walked over to the plaque, and I'm reading the plaque and said, oh, that's cool. And I looked off in the distance. I saw there was another plaque about 100 yards away. And I said, I want to know what that one says. I want to know what this is about. Well, that's too bad. My mom is ill and I can't do that. And I turned around and my mom was already halfway down the path walking to the other plaque.
Beautiful.
Because that's how she lived and that's how she was as she fought. And it kills me to think about what might have happened in pancreatic cancer research since then that would have extended our time with her. And I've talked about this with our friends at the National Pancreas Institute, and every year I MC their event in helping to raise money for pancreatic cancer research for the National Pancreas Institute, because it's a lot longer than 6 months these days. Because this science works. It makes progress. And I wish there had been progress made before my mom passed. And I wish for anyone out there whose parent or loved one gets pancreatic, that is a fierce, fierce nemesis, that the science moves forward to the point where people get more and more time, because that's the gold. And I just, one final thing, her final night, you know, I flew back and forth from Chicago a few times, and the final day I had a gig at Martyrs, and we'll talk about Martyrs a little bit later on, because there's a music incentive that I'm proud to bring to this. But the final day that she was alive, I got a call that morning, and my dad said, I think you guys should come. And I convinced my brother, and the two of us got on a flight, and we were there, and we got to the hospital, thankfully in time, for the five of us to sit around her bed on her last night of life and sing all the songs to her that she had taught us our entire lives. And just weeping and singing and sharing those moments with my siblings and my dad. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful for that time. And my only wish to those fighting out there and loving those who are fighting is that you have even more time. So anything you give will go towards giving people more time with their loved ones, like I wish I had with my mom.
That's beautiful, man. And yeah, pancreatic cancer is the science has improved the time, but it is it's a brutal one. That's the, according to the National Cancer Institute, that is the third deadliest cancer. 51,000 plus estimated deaths annually,
yeah,
from pancreatic cancer. So it is, that is a brutal one. United States cancer numbers there, by the way. So it's
and my sister's diabetic, which is another pancreas related disease. So I live in somewhat of a fear of it coming back or coming to me, of course, as we all do, as I know you can relate to. From your family life and history, but anyway, it's a pleasure and an honor really to get to talk about her and to get to, you know, hopefully reach our people and share with our people the realness that is behind these kind of moments.
Well, the mob has already come out. The Odyssey Suite, $10,000 for 10 people, just went.
Wow,
someone named Nick.
Nick
thank in the
you.
Mob. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
That's food. Booze, dessert cart, 10 Amazing. Tickets, mutually agreed upon Cubs game next season.
If I'm at all available, I would be thrilled to swing by that suite and hang out with Nick and his people.
Yeah, that is so great. So thank you so much for making that happen. There is another, the Cubs suite that the Cubs donated is available for 15 people. That's the whole suite to yourself. $15,000, that's still available there. The first pitch experience is still available. The Blue Cross Blue Shield for a year. Can you? Terry Hemmert spoke to it. Lawrence spoke to it. So we put it at $4,000. I'm told that's low.
It's crazy low
because it's two people. The only thing I think that's maybe slowing people down from bidding on it is they don't know who they're going to get. But there's a lot of performances. It's over a course of a year
for all the different stations. This is not just XRT bands. Now, granted, the most thing. Look, there's a great drum kit and a back line of musical equipment that's all there. All these bands that are in town will come by, and instead of going into the radio studio and talking to the DJ, they'll do it there and sit down at the instruments that already exist and play a few songs. I mean, I've seen Spoon there. I saw Chris Cornell of Soundgarden play solo acoustic there.
Man.
We just saw Porno for Pyros, not Pirates.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Right. But I mean, I'm trying to think. I mean, Tributosaurus has played in there, and we filmed something in there. There are a ton of incredible bands that have played there.
Yeah, Layla mentioned it earlier today. We were watching Black Pumas when they were here. And then my wife and I bought tickets for the concert because we're like, oh, these guys are great. They were super cool. And we had an amazing time the night after at the concert.
I saw Steve Earle there a few years back. I believe his late son, Jackson Towns Earle.
And it's about 60, 70 people that are ever in there for a show. So it's not open to the public, these performances. It's Odyssey internal. It's for like our sales staff, for the music people and all that. So you get to go be there, the meet and greet, the Q&A, whatever it is.
For the mob, it's the same spot where we did the quarterback QB1 town hall.
Right. So it's a venue that small for A-list groups.
It's an outrageously exclusive little venue, an incredible place to see musicians of note. And you're, if you're telling me like you're going to get on the email list for every show that's there?
For every show for 12 months.
That means all of our stations, folks.
That is my understanding. Yeah, anyone who's performing in there. Chelsea Handler, the comedians have been in there doing, you know, Q&As and podcast recordings.
Country artists and hip-hop artists and throwback artists and all the XRT bands we're talking about. I mean, it's crazy the volume of stuff. That is an unbelievable prize.
773-388-8270. And again, I mean, that's a tax deductible donation because we don't really know how to put a price on it. So $4,000 for the year, 773-388-8270. All goes to cancer research. But hey, you got $5. We'll turn it into 10 for you, courtesy of Derek Stevens. Cure 24 to 41444. Text Cure 24 to 41444 or go to cubsforacure.com. This next one,
yes, sir,
that we're bringing in studio, this is going to be among the most personal stories that we hear at The Score tell over the course of 24 hours. People know what I've been through in my life. I can confidently say that this is maybe the saddest thing I've ever seen.
And it's one of our guys.
Yeah.
This is one of our guys on this show and at this station who we don't really get to hear from.
So we're going to tell this very personal story next on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, benefiting cancer research in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
It was 1 year ago today that my little brother passed away after a 19-year battle with cancer. My family has had a long relationship with cancer. What the station and Danny Parkins are doing today is so amazing and so important, and I want to thank them for it. As soon as I get out of here, I will be making a donation, and I hope as many of our listeners who can, whether it's $5 or $500, but this is a really important day, what Danny and Mitch and everybody are doing. It couldn't matter more. I thank them for it.
Donate now by texting the phrase CURE24 to 41444. That's CURE24 to 41444.
That is how you donate. We need to get to 10K this hour to double up Derek Stevens' money. CubsForACure.com, CURE24 to 41444.
If I can share one text from earlier, a listener is wondering how much they need to donate to get one more football season of Parkins and Spiegel.
Yeah.
I don't think that number is gettable.
I don't think it's too bad. I don't think it's gettable either.
But we are waiting on a $5,000 donation to get one more episode of Parkins versus Spiegel versus Spiegel, which is in the can and could not air yesterday as part of our final show.
We have $3,000 meet and greets available with Ian Happ, Michael Bush, Justin Steele, Pete Crow Armstrong, Nico Horner, and Shota Imanaga. That includes tickets, picture, on the field, 773-388-8270. Again, 773-388-8270. But at the end of the Parkinson Spiegel show, we always shout out our guests, Shane, Tanny, Spiegs, myself, and then two other names, Kevin Lapka and Connor O'Donnell. And Connor O'Donnell is kind enough to join us in studio right now to tell us the story of Liliana and what it is like to lose a child to brain cancer. Thank you for being with us, Connor.
Danny, it's an honor to be on the station and to have two segments dedicated to Liliana. It means a lot.
Listen, when you were out and she passed, obviously we were happy to raise a little bit of money in her honor. You and I kind of bonded over, you were going through what you were going through with pediatric brain cancer with Liliana while I was going through glioblastoma with my brother Brad. But, you know, why don't we just start with you telling Liliana's story?
Yeah. So she was just 2.5 years old. And we noticed you know, we've heard many stories of patients having headaches and things like that, but when you have a two-year-old, they can't tell you what's wrong. So we just started noticing, she just started drooling. I'm like, oh, that's kind of strange. But, you know, it's a kid, maybe she's teething, whatever. So, but that just kept going. And we were just, what's wrong with her? And then all of a sudden she stopped like laughing and singing and like something's wrong. And obviously you don't jump to cancer, but we thought, we were hoping that maybe it's something with her mouth because she was having trouble eating. And obviously we were going with the drooling thing. So, you know, our doctors had her adenoids checked. Let's start there. And nope, perfect. And then once we talked to our doctor again, it's like, you should go get her checked out neurologically immediately. And I'll never forget this. The day she was diagnosed, she was diagnosed with DIPG, which is diffused intrinsic Hunting glioma, terminal brain cancer. It's like 200 to 300 kids a year in the United States are diagnosed with it.
It's one of the rarest cancers in the world.
Mm-hmm. And the lifespan is about 1 year from diagnosis. But I'll never forget that, you know, the day she was diagnosed was, you know, the day that Justin Fields got drafted. So it's the, it was a very weird memory for me just because I see this reaction of the city celebrating and my life just kind of falling apart. It's the worst day of my life. And I'll just never forget it because the doctor that told me, you know, he came in, you know, he's wearing a Bears shirt. So it's cemented in my mind. And we bonded like, hey, you know, hopefully things are good for the Bears. And then he gives me that news, you know, Dr. Choi, at Lutheran, I really appreciate what you did because I can't imagine giving that news to parents that, you know, your child is going to die. And he calmly gave us that news of, here's the journey that you're going to about to embark on with radiation and tests and, you know, preparing us for that. And, you know, my wife was really strong throughout this process. She immediately was on board with everything. And I fell apart. Because in the moment, I grieved for her.
For your wife? For Liliana?
For everything, yeah. So, it just hits you like a lightning bolt. And I couldn't think that would happen to my daughter. You know, she was just, every doctor's appointment we take her, amazing. She's doing so good, you know.
She's your first child.
First child and only child at the time.
Yeah.
And it was just, people say they don't know what to say to us. And I don't know what to say a lot of times. I don't know how to describe it other than, yeah, it was the worst day of my life.
The fact that you had her as a child who was laughing and singing, that you had that, you saw that, you saw her life and saw her spark and then saw it go, is just devastating to hear you experience, Connor.
It kind of reminds me of seeing how Mongo McMichael has been kind of deteriorating. That's kind of what she kind of went through as well. You could just kind of see the life sucked out of you, sadly, because with DIPG, her brain is, she's all up there. Lily is inside there. But with DIPG, it's in the brainstem, it's in the pons in the brainstem, and it's the most basic functions that we have, eating, walking, things like that. And those just slowly got taken away from her.
Her wake, you know, was the single saddest thing I've ever seen in my life. Open casket for a 4-year-old. She was wearing a crown, pink casket. People say, you know, I don't know what you've been through and I can't relate to it. And it's like, I mean, I lost my brother, but it was for me, it was like I'm going through this thing. My brother is in his 50s, and it was the saddest thing I'd ever gone through. And then you and I are talking about Liliana at 3-4 years old going through it, and I'm just like, okay, what's going on with my brother is really, really hard and really, really sad. But I feel like what you and Angie went through is, I mean, every parent's worst nightmare. You said you grieved when she was diagnosed, and that's very common. I didn't know about it at the time, but it's like anticipatory grief because you're grieving the eventual death and you're grieving what you're losing, right? My brother didn't get to see Jack graduate high school, know where he went to college, get walk his daughter down the aisle.
I didn't know that term, Danny, until you told it to me as we were doing radio shows while you essentially waited for your father and then your brother to go.
Correct. And so it's brutal because anticipatory grief doesn't really replace grief. There's no gentle way to ask this, but like, what has it been like? You kind of talked about the anticipatory grief part. What has it been like for you and Angie since Lily passed away?
For myself, it very much manifested physically. I had a lot of medical problems right after it happened. I didn't think it would happen. Like, I went to the ER a few times just because I what's going on with my body? And they're like, it's stress. I'm like, can it be? And like, yeah, it is. And just feeling that grief. Part of it too was just I had a sense of relief when she passed, because she took a lot of steroids to kind of help with the swelling in her brain.
Did she have more home runs from year to year, Connor, with the steroids? Thank you for that. I had to.
Text Cure 24 to 41444.
Folks, I mean, if you don't know, Connor is the governor of the Twitch chat. Connor's a funny, funny man who deals with jokes all day. So I had to.
I will have to say shout out to the mob. They've come out huge throughout this whole process.
I love that.
Throughout the whole process. Because several of them knew when I didn't make it public. And they were always with me. So I appreciate that. And they've made some big donations today. So I appreciate you.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. But no, the last round of steroids, not many home runs. It was particularly hard that time because she had gained a lot of weight and she, you know, she couldn't move. She couldn't walk. I had to carry her. I was basically the only person that could really carry her. She was just too heavy for my mom, my dad, my in-laws. And I just from carrying her, I know my hips just got screwed up from that. So we knew we were having another child. We found out a week before she passed, and that brought a whole different dimension. I don't know if you want to say it's a distraction or whatever it was. I'm sure it helped a little bit with the grieving process, but it still feels like the finality of a limb getting cut off. And it's just, yeah, it's a completely different feeling because with the anticipating the grief from the get-go, at least you have a mission. All right, I'm going to take care of this child. She's still here. She still had some good moments because of the treatment that she had, the wonderful people at Lurie's to get her there. She responded really great to radiation, so we're grateful for that. So we still got some time with her. Make-A-Wish, sent her to Disney. We still got that. So we got great memories. You know, that will last a lifetime, but even then, you know, she was only around for four years, and I'm scared that I'll, you know, forget what she's like because I only had 4 years with her.
Oh, God.
So that's kind of what eats me inside, but that's why I wanted to do this, though.
You won't. You won't forget what she's like.
But I wanted to find ways to remember her.
Well, here we are.
That's why I'm very honored to do this.
It's our honor, man. It's our honor.
100% our honor. And for listeners and the mob who you deal with every day to get to know you like this. And I mean, obviously my joke, you could argue, was a horrendous taste. And I'm aware of that. But here's the thing. The way that we have to live, the way that you lived all through that, and the way that you worked all through that, the way that we watched Danny work all through that, the way that there you were on the day of her diagnosis, talking bears with the doctor, and it's intertwined. That's why this radio station is the place for this event, this occasion, and to raise money for it, because our lives are intertwined, for better or for worse. We're all here together.
I don't know if I could have done it without Danny, honestly, because it's hard to relate with anybody when you go through this. And I know it's not the same at all. And my wife and I, we try to say that, like, it's not the same. But, you know, we had similar timelines, you know. Yeah. I think they were diagnosed and passed away pretty much at the same time. So it was just nice to have somebody just to talk to, hey, this is messed up, right? Type of thing. You know, we didn't say that.
Yeah, no, kind of we did. Yeah.
The subtext.
Yeah. No, at times.
But
yeah.
It's like, hey, another MRI, you know, a 4-year-old, you know, at the time, 2 or 3-year-old, not supposed to have like 10 MRIs and 4 different surgeries. You know, a kid should not have to go through that. And, you know, it's nice to hear somebody going through, you know, I messaged Brad as well. I don't know if you remember that as well.
Yeah, no,
so I got to talk with him a little bit, you know, so it was nice to just have a little bit of outside noise. You know, it's still nice to come to work, even though that it was hard to cover Justin Fields. It was still exciting, you know, to cover him the way he was, you know, and obviously this is a great place to work. So it's still uplifting to be here and work.
Okay. Let's make some donations in honor of Liliana, please. There are notes that you can make at cubsforacure.com, so you could put Lily or Connor in your donation message, and we'll know that those donations came in. Cubsforacure.com.
Wow.
Text CURE24 to 41444.
And Connor, you do have a donation already from your guy, Twitchy Wilson, and the entire Twitch mob, $670 in honor of Connor and Liliana.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Thank you so much.
And Derek Stevens at Circa is matching it, so that'll double up. And, you know, I know you've kind of met the people at Brain Up. I've introduced you to that. I hope you continue to be involved. You know, they're 5K coming up. They fund research for this sort of thing. And glioblastoma is rare and it's terminal. DIPG, like I said, it's as rare as it gets, but that's the thing. Like that's the type of stuff that we are raising money for today, is research for rare forms of brain cancer, neurological cancers, just like what Liliana had.
It's going to get easier to share and talk about on some level, but it's also going to keep her memory alive every time you talk about her. You know?
Absolutely.
It's good for you for talking.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Connor.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's our guy, Connor O'Donnell. And that's a tough act to follow, man. You did absolutely great in Lily's
mind. I'm just glad I didn't have to go after Sandberg. So
yeah, you did not have to go after Ryan Sandberg. But joining us now is the man whose money we are trying to double up here this hour. He is the founder and creator of Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, Derek Stevens. He's put up $10,000. As a match for this, so we got to make him spend the full 10K. Cubsforacure.com. Text CURE24 to 41444. Derek, thank you so much for the generosity and the time. How are you today, sir?
Hey, Danny, great to talk to you. I'm so happy for you. I'm so proud. I know you. To have Circa Sports put up the $10,000. Thank you for reaching out and asking. We're happy to do it.
Listen, it's been an honor to get to know you and be out there. And yes, I am, you know, leaving the score here in a little bit, but I'm still going to make some trips out there to you. Don't worry. And I know you already promised when my nephew Jack, Brad's son, we're kind of doing this in Brad's honor. My brother who passed away from brain cancer, he's only 2 years away from 21. I said, don't worry, Derek Stevens is going to throw him a hell of a 21st birthday out there at Circa. But we're kind of asking everybody, Derek, how has cancer impacted your life?
Well, I mean, for me, it's impacted my life. My aunt passed away from cancer. We have regular cancer screenings. It definitely had an impact on me as a younger kid, and obviously, you know, my love of baseball and sports and what stand-up's doing. It's been something that's impacted my life considerably. So I was happy when you gave me a call, and I'm just glad I could support.
Man, having someone like you be able to do something like this is amazing. And what I said earlier, Derek, I was like, normally people go to a casino and we leave with less money. Now we're kind of making you spend some money. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a fun little role reversal here for the Score audience here through that Circa app. You know what I mean?
You know what? It's one thing. You know, you go to a casino, you make a bet on a game. There's ups and downs. We all get that stuff. But this is what's more important. You know, Danny, you'll always have a home out here in Vegas in the desert, for, you know, with all of us, any of your friends, all your listeners, of course, do here at Circa. But, you know, that's all fun and games. This is serious, and I really thank you for jumping up and standing up and doing something really meaningful.
Thanks for being a part of it, Derek, station on every level.
Thank you, Derek. We'll see and talk to you soon. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Derek Stevens, the founder and creator of Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Spend that man's money in honor of Connor O'Donnell and Liliana and Brad and Spiegs' mom and whomever you're standing. Cancer has impacted all of us. My sister said it should be called the Cancer Sucks Radiothon. I'm like, I know, but the Cubs branding, you know, the Cubs are so involved. She's like, I know, but cancer sucks.
Yeah, they try not to suck. That's right, their whole thing.
They're trying not to suck, but cancer sucks. It's impacted all of us. We're trying to raise as much money as possible.
The Cancer Radiothon sucks.
Right, exactly. It's very, very confusing. So Cubs
that's
for
on another station, right?
Cubs
now, right?
For a Cure.
I think it's been very good, personally.
Yeah, you're listening to that? Oh, this one.
This one.
Yeah, I agree.
It's good. Guys, what? You're 24 to 41444. Let's raise some money on the Score.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon benefiting cancer research in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Hi, this is David Bodie, and I stand for Janet Miller because it has affected our family and her family, and we know she's fighting the good fight, and we're here for her.
Donate now by texting the phrase Cure 24 to 41444. That's Cure 24 to 41444.
All right, let's hit this match. Get it in right now. Spend Derek Stevens' money. We are over 120,000. We got to keep going. We got to move some of these big ticket items. Let's keep it going. That is a great number, though. Thank you so much, CubsForACure.com. The first pitch is still available. That's 10 grand. This one I'm surprised hasn't gone. Oceanfront Resort in Myrtle Beach.
What?
4 days, 3 nights, so you can do a long weekend vacation. Resort credit, dining credit, all sorts of things, and airfare. So the whole vacation was donated by Stand Up to Cancer to Myrtle Beach, $5,000. That is a great price. That is an aggressively priced item. That should be gone. 773-388-8270. So again, tax deductible donation, Myrtle Beach, 4-2, airfare, resort fee, like all that stuff. Vacation to Myrtle Beach, and you get to say that you funded cancer research for going.
And remember, take money from the casino's pocket. Right now, you donate, and the casino gives money to match it the rest of this hour.
And if you're like, hey, I'm just a huge Cubs fan who wants to get a big ticket item for cancer research, we've got meet and greets and experiences and tickets and suites and first pitches and Ian Happ and Michael Bush and Justin Steele and PCA and Nico and Shota. So call 773-388-8270, 773-388-8270.
And a human on the other end of that line will walk you through the possibilities right now?
Yeah, and the Cresac family, the founders of Brain Up, came in, and they're huge music fans. They bought the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage. So the experience for the year. So that's off the board. Thank you to the Cresacs. Sign up for their 5K, by the way. I'll be there again in September, September 21st, brainup.ngo. So thank you so much.
We also have another, I think this is a Twitch mob donation for 1,040.83.
Hell yeah. Let's go, mob. Representing in a big, big way.
That's for our guy, Connor O'Donnell, and his lovely Liliana. That's tremendous.
Okay. Our next guest in studio is a story you will not want to miss. It's I almost said it. I wasn't going to do it all day. This is not the Parkinson Spiegel
no,
show.
No, it isn't.
This is the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on the Score.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, benefiting cancer research in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Hi, this is David Bodie, and I stand for Janet Miller because it has affected our family and her family, and we know she's fighting the good fight, and we're here for her.
Donate now by texting the phrase Cure 24 to 41444. That's Cure 24 to 41444.
All right, let's hit this match. Get it in right now. Spend Derek Stevens' money. We are over 120,000. We got to keep going. We got to move some of these big ticket items. Let's keep it going. That is a great number, though. Thank you so much, CubsForACure.com. The first pitch is still available. That's 10 grand. This one, I'm surprised, hasn't gone. Oceanfront Resort in Myrtle Beach.
What?
4 days, 3 nights, so you can do a long weekend vacation. Resort credit, dining credit, all sorts of things, and airfare. So the whole vacation was donated by Stand Up to Cancer to Myrtle Beach, $5,000. That is a great price. That is an aggressively priced item. That should be gone. 773-388-8270. So again, tax deductible donation, Myrtle Beach, 4-2, airfare, resort fee, like all that stuff. Vacation to Myrtle Beach, and you get to say that you funded cancer research for going.
And remember, take money from the casino's pocket. Right now, you donate, and the casino gives money to match it the rest of this hour.
And if you're like, hey, I'm just a huge Cubs fan who wants to get a big ticket item for cancer research, we've got meet and greets and experiences and tickets and suites and first pitches and Ian Happ and Michael Bush and Justin Steele and PCA and Nico and Shota. So call 773-388-8270, 773-388-8270.
And a human on the other end of that line will walk you through the possibilities right now?
Yeah, and the Kresak family, the founders of Brain Up, came in, and they're huge music fans. They bought the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance day.
Yes!
So the experience for the year. So that's off the board. Thank you to the Kresaks. Sign up for their 5K, by the way. I'll be there again in September, September 21st, brainup.ngo. So thank you so much.
We also have another, I think this is a Twitch mob donation for 1,040.83.
Hell yeah. Let's go mob. Representing in a big, big way.
That's for our guy Connor O'Donnell and his lovely Liliana. That's tremendous.
Okay. Our next guest in studio is a story you will not want to miss. It's I almost said it. I was trying to say I wasn't going to do it all day. This is not the Parkinson Spiegel show.
No, it isn't.
This is the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on the Score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.